Dan Stockman from the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette and Bob Kaler from the Fort Wayne News Sentinel. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Sean. Good to be here.
This week, Indiana Superintendent of Public Instruction Glenda Ritz filed a lawsuit against every single member of the State Board of Education on the grounds that the board violated the state's open door laws. Bob Kaler, we were talking just a bit right before we got started here. You mentioned this is the latest step in the ongoing political dance between the Democrat Glenda Ritz and the largely Republican state government.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen anything authoritative about how the board might have had a mass ensemble meeting for this. They could have done it in micro subcommittees. They could have passed around emails. But, you know, it's illuminating this enormous contentious split between the Republicans who are running most of state government and the lone Democrat in statewide elected office, Glenda Ritz. And it involves the headache that she and everybody else has inherited, all the results still aren't in from the ISTEP testing last school year. That's why the Republicans are trying to say that we need a runaround on this so we can assign some letter grades, and she would see a benefit in dragging out the process to use the ISTEPs and highlight the failings of the test, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there are many layers here. This is one more example of all the problems that that she has stepped into, and that Republicans are encountering by having a forceful, articulate, motivated Democratic spokesman in the middle of the process.
Meanwhile, in Fort Wayne, the city council passed its 2014 budget by a margin of 8-1. Dan Stockman, tell us a bit about the new budget. What's different this year?
Spending, for the most part, is really unchanged. By and large, you know, you could pick up last year's budget and plop it down on this one, and they're going to look almost precisely the same. You know, salary increase for employees to account for inflation, that's about it. That being said, we're also looking at new income taxes coming in, and that sort of changes everything in that now we've got money for fire and police departments. And we also have more property taxes coming in thanks to the income tax to pay for roads and street work. So in those areas, we're spending a lot more money. So mixed bag. I'm not sure if you'd say it's the same or different or both, but there it is.
All right, more council news here. The council is set to start discussing some specific projects that will be funded by the Legacy Fort Wayne money. We're talking now about riverfront development and education as well. And Dan, let's start with the riverfront project.
Yeah, that one, in all probability, will be a slam dunk as far as approval goes. There may be some questions over whether, you know, this is the right firm or is this the correct scope for the study. And because this is so important and so near and dear to so many, there will likely be quite a bit of discussion over it. But as far as whether the study is going to happen, it would be shocking if it did not. That's pretty much a done deal. The education spending is some new stuff that will likely get some pretty close scrutiny, especially because, you know, we have low cash balances on hand at the city this year. You know, people are kind of looking to the legacy as, you know, the money under the mattress or in the freezer for a deep emergency. So,
and these education initiatives would build a bleed into that money supply.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, there's questions, too, about, you know, for most of the study or most of the spending, it's fairly straightforward municipal spending. The education stuff tends more toward you're taking city money and giving it to a private institution, and people are a little more cautious about that.
Well, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on those projects, and I'm sure we'll talk about them again soon. Guys, we have time for just one more news item today. Fort Wayne business owner and philanthropist Dick Freeland died this past weekend at the age of 76. He owned dozens of restaurants across the area and was a major philanthropist, as I mentioned, and a political contributor as well. Bob, can you encapsulate what the community lost with the death of Dick Freeland?
Well, they obviously lost somebody who was a major employer. I don't think that means, I haven't heard any indication that that means that that they've lost the businesses he leaves behind. But I think that's really the broadest, more than philanthropy, more than political kingmaking and contributions. That's really the legacy that he had, is 52 restaurants, 48 Pizza Huts, and most of them in this region. And I guess some of the best insights came from regular folks that I just ran into who worked for him at Pizza Hut and said he was a great guy to work for.
All right, guys, that's all the time we have this week. Bob Kaler from the Fort Wayne News Sentinel, Dan Stockman from the Journal Gazette. Thanks to both of you for being with us, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.